What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Kai's Match Wrestling Recap. Let's get right into a very special edition, Memorial Day, Monday Night Raw. How
Happy
you doing, man?
Memorial Day. Yes, I am doing pretty good, Kyle. Kink of my neck is gone, guys, just to let you all know. Let's jump right to the races with Charlotte Flair in Miz TV with, of course, John Morrison and The Miz as our guest, telling us that Rhea Ripley's reign is actually coming to an end, and I don't know if I believe that, but maybe I will, as the Queen is sending her back to hell, as she says. Nikki then marches down as Rhea says if she was given 4 minutes, Nikki would not be standing there tonight. Last night on Monday Night Raw, Nikki then challenges Charlotte and slaps her across the face to piss off the Queen, and of course Charlotte will accept.
Charlotte then has her own 2 minute challenge with Nikki Cross, with Rhea Ripley, of course, ringside.
Yep, Charlotte getting pissed as Nikki actually hides behind Rhea Ripley as the clock finally strikes down to a minute left, with Charlotte trying to finish her off. She does slide back in the ring, Nikki, but Charlotte does go for the figure four and does not do it in time. And this pisses off the Queen big time. Next was an anticipated match, Xavier Woods taking on the Viper, Randy Orton, with Riddle, of course, on Orton's side. All I cared about was that Xavier went for a backslide, but Randy Orton kicks out, hitting the Bro Derek for the win, with Riddle then running in, doing the Ric Flair elbows, running around, screaming all happy, just going nuts.
Dude, this team is really taking off, man. I think we could see our new and soon-to-become Raw Tag Team Champions, RK-Bro.
Let's do it.
Shayna then takes on Reginald next in a mixed-gender match. I can't remember the last time we saw one of these. Reginald pretty athletic in the ring, though, showing his moves.
I mean, what do you expect? Mauling? I mean, you can't really see a guy hitting a girl that much, but Shayna does go for Reginald's leg and actually tries hitting him with a few slams until both stars actually head to the ring post on the corner side as actually flames shoot out of the ring post, kind of like when Kane did it, almost like they did last week with Reginald outside the ring, as Reginald actually rose up Shayna Baszler, who was actually distracted from that, rather than Reginald, and Reginald beat Shayna Baszler.
You want to know what I heard? I heard that Reginald could be in the Raw Women's Championship scene. Imagine that, him winning the Raw Women's Champion. Oh my god. Mason T-Bar then take on the Lucha House Party in a pretty good tag team match.
Can I just say something? I kind of forgot the Lucha House Party was on the roster.
Oh, so did I.
I thought they got cut. But, well, maybe
good to see him in action here.
Well, with T-Bar catching Metalik hitting a double choke slam with Mace for the win, whatever Lucha House Party got a few minutes on TV. Alexa Bliss is in the playground next in a quick segment inviting Reginald to the playground later on tonight.
Oh, Reginald will not show up there, man. He will be shitting his pants if he gets close to Alexa. Sheamus is out next, gloating about his U.S. title run, saying how he beat Ricochet and
Humberto Carrillo, yeah, saying he could even do it again tonight if he really wanted to. Well, Sheamus actually bit off more than he can chew, as Ricochet actually comes out and faces Sheamus first. Sheamus was cool with it. He's not usually cool about defending constantly, but this was not for the title, as he does face Ricochet first, with him set to take on Carrillo next. Carrillo actually heads down mid-match with him versus Ricochet, actually distracting the U.S. champion Sheamus, allowing Ricochet to take the win here. This just pissed off Sheamus.
Oh man, I think his hair got even a little bit more red after this.
Oh man, well, Carrillo takes on a seething Sheamus next. Ricochet is actually still ringside. What comes up, what must come down, I guess they say, as Sheamus throws him over the announcer's table mid-match. Well, Sheamus then goes for a bro kick onto Carrillo, but is distracted by Ricochet, who is outside of the ring, allowing Humberto to pick up the win. Now, Sheamus is not happy. Looks like Ricochet and Humberto are on the same page here.
Two losses in one night. Could we see a triple threat match for that U.S. title at Hell in a Cell? Naomi and Lana take on Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose next. All we care about is the winners here, so take it away, Matt.
Yep, Mandy and Dana with a Samoan drop blockbuster for the win. I do like to talk about the match, but this match I really didn't care about. It's kind of just
whatever,
replay,
yeah,
week after week. But whatever, they got the win here. And then we cut to Shelton Benjamin, who takes on Cedric Alexander next. Talk about play-by-play, again, replay. Cedric raking Shelton's eyes, then hitting a springboard enziguri for the win here. Whatever, what are we going to expect? AJ and Omos take on Jackson Riker and Elias next, defending the Raw Tag Team titles, with Elias and Riker beating on AJ. Looking like they actually have this match in the bag. No, they don't. AJ tags in. Omos, and well, folks, all I can say, AJ and Omos still your Raw Tag Team champions. Reginald then joins Alexa's playground next, but Shayna Baszler jumps in and actually beats up Reginald, taking a seat, saying next week, her and Alexa Bliss and Lily will have a little bit of a chat, as Shayna Baszler just calls Lily a stupid doll.
Oh, Alexa did not like this. Could we see the actual reincarnation of Lily on Raw next week?
I think so. We'll see it next week, guys. Stay tuned.
We then have our main event of the night that was scheduled last week. Kofi Kingston taking on Drew McIntyre. The winner faces Bobby Lashley for that WWE Championship at Hell in a Cell.
Yep. Well, sure. Well, after a failed Trouble in Paradise and then a DDT from Drew to Kofi Kingston, Drew is sent outside from a Frankensteiner, but then rolls in. And then, boom, hits the Claymore for the win. As, of course, Drew and Kofi, they do shake hands after this match. I was happy to see. And then Bobby and MVP head down, staring at Drew McIntyre as Drew stands tall, pointing to the WWE Championship to close Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, dude, this was a great main event to end Monday Night Raw. You know, both superstars definitely earned the respect of one another. Matt, if you had to give this week's episode a grade, what would you give it?
I'm going to give it a B+.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely building towards Hell in a Cell, so we'll have to wait and see what happens with, like, Lily next week. You know, we might have Eva Marie returning. I know we haven't been talking about that much, but who knows what we'll see next week. Always like, comment, and subscribe, and we will see you for a Friday Night SmackDown recap on Saturday and a race recap on Sunday. Peace out.
Yes, sir.
Peace out. No chance, that's what you got.